Keeping It 99 presents Localize It with your host, Eric Eagle.
Welcome to another episode of Keeping It 99's Localize It. Today we are not calling anybody. Today I'm drinking fancy drinks with my friend as we are social distancing. We haven't even hugged. That's how well we're doing at this.
That is true.
It is very true. Today on the show we have one of my favorite fucking guests of all time and one of my favorite fucking human beings in the world. Legit, I call him my brother. And it's not like the metal way that like everybody's like, sup, brother. I legit consider this man a brother.
Brother, 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 brother.
Today we have guitar player, tattoo artist, tattoo shop owner. As soon as this shit is over with, go to Assassin Tattoos, go to Black Tooth Tattoos. Go listen to some of the bands that he was in. Years of Fire. That was a fucking band that this man played guitar in. NDE. He joined NDE for a bit. He will tell you, though. He'd be like, I was not really in NDE. Like, I was just filling in space.
Right.
But he was in NDE, which was one of his favorite bands of all time. He was also in Runt, one of his favorite fucking bands of all time. He got to live his childhood dreams doing that shit. How neat is that? I'm sitting here with my buddy, my homie, my brother, Rich Griggs. Thank you for doing this Localize It episode with us
today.
Thanks
for having me. Thanks for coming over.
Dude.
Cheers,
brother. So what we do here is we have people that have at least been to one local show, and we're having people pick a band from the past or the present, and a song from that band to play on the show for the day. It's kind of a thing that I came up with during the quarantine stuff, especially since bands aren't out playing, mm-hmm. and people aren't going out and being able to get exposed to the show. I just wanted to do something for the little man, you know what I mean? Just wanted to like use my power, my star power.
For the ham and eggers.
To, you know... Just, no, it's, no, I just thought it was a cool idea for, like, little podcast mini episodes. Give me something to do to be able to talk to cool people about something that they love. And everybody loves a band. Everybody loves a song.
Well, a lot of people love what you do, and it's, I think it's pretty awesome.
I think you're pretty awesome. Cheers to that. You know what? I think I'm really digging this alcohol thing. This is pretty good.
It's not a bad time.
Uh-uh. So I am definitely dying to know what you're going to be picking. I also should point out that you played guitar in my band.
I did.
Way back in the day. Was that your first band?
I had a band that never really played before that. And then had some personal troubles when I was a disgruntled youth.
And then, we all do.
Yeah. And then when those were over with, you guys had already started and... You know, I pretty much just showed up and was like, look, I'm playing guitar with you guys.
Yeah.
Until everybody was just like, yeah, all right, dude.
All right. And,
I feel like I pretty much did that with every band that I loved locally.
Is that how you got into Rotten?
I consider myself the Cleveland metal substitute teacher. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I didn't make the curriculum, but I'm going to fucking learn it and try and teach it the best I can.
Yeah.
And every band that I've ever joined, you know, so I've never really had...
How did Professor Longo do this?
Professor Longo. Yeah, so, you know, every band that I really loved, besides 2 and 6, I had a chance to be part of at some point, whether it was... One time or
yeah,
you know, for years and years, you know.
We used to play when we would practice and stuff before you joined those bands.
Yeah,
like, I remember that was like a thing of like, Richie's playing NDE again, or we play like some fucking Runt 13 Fate. Like, we were always playing 216 songs, we would just play the living shit out of those. Mm-hmm. Like, we played other local bands' songs more than we played our own at our own practices, I think.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That was fun, you know.
So what is it that you're going to be picking for us today to listen to? I know this was hard.
This was really hard for me.
This was like...
Because, and like I said, being a part of all those bands that I loved, but the one that I really kind of looked up to the most and have the most personal attachment to was NDE's 3-Day Grip. And so when I heard that they needed a guitar player the first time, when Longo was moving on, I sat in the basement I lived in at the time and played this song for about 3 weeks over and over and over and over just to try and get it somewhat close to what they were doing.
Yeah.
And by the time I had went out to Streetsboro to audition with them, you know, I had it kind of locked in. And I just remember thinking this band was just like larger than life to me. You know, I just was like, man, what a big deal, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%. I've told the story on the podcast a few times before, but it's worth resharing. First time I ever saw that band, they came, this was like 98. If I think about it, it was July 5th, 1998. I remember that because it was a 4th of July show that Mushroomhead double booked. Like, they had the 4th of July sold out at the old Peabody's, and then we got tickets for the 5th of July. I have a lot of stories from that show. It was like one of those memorable, like Cold Hand of Christ played, but NDE opened up, and NDE, like, they came out and did a sound check, and they played like a full song for sound check. And I was so fresh to go into shows that when they were done with the song for sound check, they just walked off stage, and I was like, "That was a really cool band," because I was like,
"What a quick set!"
Like, I thought that's what opening bands did. I thought they came out, played their hit song, and they were off, right? And so, like. NDE completely blew me away. It was one of the first shows I think that they had with Greg on drums too. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite fucking drummers ever to fucking see live.
Greg Cook is one of the reasons why it makes it hard for me to find bands, because I've played with somebody of that caliber that no matter how bad I suck,
right,
I sound good. You know what I mean? So I look for that in a drummer that can keep everything kind of going, and that motherfucker was the dude.
I stared at that dude playing the. Probably every time that I would watch NDE, like I would have a few songs during the set where like I was like, oh, and then like I'd go stare at Wally's dreadlocks and this fucking strobe lights and shit, like, oh, that's horrible. But like Greg Cook, yeah, dude.
I remember being in high school and this chick that we all thought was just like slamming hot. Mm. Absolutely was. But
yeah.
She was like, I got to touch Wally from NDE's dread last night. And I was just like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I have to do to be like that. And I even had dreads for a while, which was awful. But, you know, that always stuck with me. I was just like, man, he's not even like this big famous band. But at the same time, to me, they were still larger than life, you know?
Yeah, right? Like, yeah.
And, you know, if I had to pick one local guitar hero, you know, other than Gravy or John Capri, maybe, would definitely be Chris Longo. I mean, he was the fucking man. Nobody moved like that guy on stage.
Right.
He had like his own, like, you know, the Scottian type stomp thing or whatever the fuck he was doing. He was just the coolest dude. Coolest guy to me.
I'm glad that you not only did this, I'm glad we got to do it in person. It's been a long time since I got to see your fucking beautiful self.
Yeah, I love it.
It's been, before we even started recording, I think we've spent like the past hour on the couch fucking just talking
about. Just hanging out, man.
Just talking about different bands and just the music business. And I'm glad that you finally came up with something, because any of the options you were like, Kaleo or 216, and I was like, pick whatever.
It was really hard for me, man.
Yeah, because when you were like, what in what regards should I pick a band? Like,
yeah, I needed you to narrow it down.
And I told you, I go, just tell me what NDE song you want.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, NDE is one of my all time favorite bands.
Yeah, we bonded. You and I bonded heavily over NDE, even though we met at a Kid Rock show.
Kid Rock,
yeah, fucking A.
Josie, baby.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
NDE was like, yeah, that was there. I've talked about him a million times. I feel very fortunate to know a couple of the dudes that are in that band, and I get to poor Wally has to deal with me fanboying out anytime I ever fucking talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
Because Wally's one of those dudes, he's kind of like a trip. Like, he's one of those guys that can play everything really, really
well. Extremely talented.
Every band that he's in.
Hilarious.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Introverted.
Charming as shit.
Yeah. I mean, I love being in a band with that guy. It was cool.
But I always end up, like, bringing up NDE, going, like, so, like, what we got to do to get NDE to reunite? He's just like, man, fuck off! Listen to Foul Spirits, just please fuck off. Listen to the shit I'm doing now. I still make music, asshole.
A couple times a year, I bust them out.
Friends 98, bro.
Right.
Team Pain.
Oh, man. I would do anything to fucking see that.
I know.
Or be a part of it, just in case. Like I said, or I was going to say, a couple times a year, I bust out the fucking NDE playlist and jam to it and shit just to make sure, just in case. I doubt that would ever happen.
Right.
But if there was a phone call to happen, I could fucking
on my part. I don't think dudes in that band fully grasp how influential and instrumental they were in a lot of fucking people's lives.
I think they may have, but they've moved on.
Yeah.
With their lives and being parents, and
I think it's that case.
Different parts where they are in their life become more important than that band.
Yeah.
To them or anybody else in the world, you know what I mean. So they're just kind of like they did it and they moved on, and that makes it fucking even cooler.
Yeah,
a little bit, you know what I mean. To me, it does. I like it.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I love the pick. 3-day grip. That's a doozy of a one.
Yeah. Check out the video. Has Bobby Clark in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's all like wearing a sex mask.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I think it was kind of like Falling Down or something like that. The movie Falling Down.
Yeah. 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 He's all like, I'm a man in the business world, but I'm also hanging out in this warehouse tied up to a chair.
What am I doing? I'm so upset. I remember when I first seen that, I had known Bobby since I was probably a teenager. Just seen him around and stuff like that. And I was like, man, that looks just like that guy. But it can't be because this band is so huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then I was talking about NDE one time to Bobby. And he was like, yeah, I was in their video. And I was like, holy shit. And I rewatched it. And I was like, motherfucker, that is Bobby Clark.
Yeah. Dude, what was it like to be in an NDE video? I should get Bobby on the show just to ask him about that. We should just do a whole tribute.
You know what we should do is get a bunch of us together.
Dude, yeah.
Have some drinks.
Oh, my God.
And just fucking talk. The best compliment I ever had from any local music I was ever involved with was Jeff Fall. I was on tour playing an NDE, and we played... I want to call it the Rock Shop or something like that, and fucking around Detroit or something like that in Michigan. And Jeff Fall came up to me and he was like, "Rich, that is the best sounding NDE show I had ever heard." And I remember that he was playing with Rue at the time, and I was one of like the fucking 20 people in the crowd, up front for up for Rue, and Burns' shit went haywire, and a Big Muff pedal comes flying at my fucking head.
Fuck.
I kept it for years, man, as like a fucking memento of that tour. Cool as fuck.
And Jeff Fall.
God.
Were you like, thank you, Akron Phil Anselmo?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Fuck, man. Some of the shit. I remember playing the Robin Hood and Jeff Fall driving over a bunch of bushes with about 3 or 4 cop cars chasing him.
Really?
Yeah, no shit. He had a giant van. He used to drive this van and shit. And then now every time I see him, I'm just like, do you know who I am, Jeff?
Do you remember me?
Do you remember
Jeff,
me?
Remember me?
He's like, stop. I'm not an asshole. I know who the fuck you are, Rich.
I know who you are. Buying fucking ass.
Jeff Small is the fucking man. Rue is the shit.
Rue is the shit.
If anybody from your podcast shit checks any band out, check out Rue.
Rue, oh yeah, we've played like a couple bands that are closely linked to them. Grant picked the first band technically at the end of the last episode him and I did, and he picked Pillow Humpers.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Sean Ast, who was in a band called Under a Dead Sky, he picked So Fucking Killer. And so there's a lot of fucking ties to that. And I might be hitting up Jeff Fall and fucking Mike Burns here to be doing one of these sometime soon. I am.
Well, I hope to hear their smooth, sultry voices.
On here, so.
Wally's the fucking man.
Ah, fucking Rue. All right. Speaking of Wally being the fucking man, I'm going to end it now. Here's some 3-Day Grip. NDE. Somebody finally picked it. It only took, what, 17, 18 episodes? It's about fucking time.
Slackers.
It's fucking slackers. The fact that Wally was the third episode, the fact that he didn't pick NDE, it's a shame.
Slacker.
It's a shame. Bye.
Fucking a fire, a blessing, all of the Surprise, motherfucker.